Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news. So with Manchester City and their pursuit of Ansu Fati. Reports claim City were prepared to offer Raheem Sterling in exchange for Ansu Fati early this summer. Recent transfer window, Sterling was alleged to be one of the City players who would have been allowed to leave for the right price. An offer meeting City's valuation never materialised, and Sterling has since gone on to make three starts and four sub appearances in all comps. But according to Sport in Spain, the Premier League champions were prepared to part ways with the 26-year-old in order to try and sign Fati. The 18-year-old has been signed with a long-term knee injury, but he's in contention to return to the Barcelona squad against Levante on Sunday. Barca believe he's the future to their solutions going forward, giving him Lionel Messi's old number, but of course Messi and Co have now moved on, but Man City are not thought to be interested in selling Sterling in the short term. But Fati remains a transfer target. Man City will also have to fend off another move from Barcelona for Ferran Torres, according to reports. He was a target in the summer. According to reports, Ronald Koeman is still interested, but such are financial problems that they can only propose a loan deal, an obligation to buy. That was laughed off by Man City officials, who believe that, of course, Torres is such a key cog in their team. After a debut season where he made 15 Premier League starts, he's expected to feature very heavily through the centre of attack. Chelsea will face Man City at the weekend. City will recall the majority of their players that rested against Wickham. Nathan Ake could return after being granted compassionate leave in midweek. Rodri, Eric Laporte, John Stones, Alexander Zinchenko, and Ilkay Gundogan all missed Tuesday's game because of injury concerns. That has left their availability in doubt. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.